Hallelujah. I'm going to let you be seated. We'll stand momentarily for the word. I know we've had good praise, good worship, and it's just beginning. But I want to say this from the very beginning. I'm thankful to be in Buford. Amen. I am thankful to be in Buford. It's a blessing. Thankful for the Copeland family, my pastor. And that's a change for me. It is. It really is. But I'm thankful. I am. I can't express it anymore. And then the elder tonight. Been an elder in our lives for a long time. My family. He's not just my elder, but he's been my family's elder, because he's helped us in times when I needed a question answered. And I will tell you this, and I'm not here to build him up as a perfect man, but every time he gave me the advice that I was looking for, in the sense of I needed an answer from the Lord, it was right. It was right. And so I'm thankful tonight. But I want to preface my remarks to start tonight this way. That there are times when you see a church such as this that is thriving, that is electrifying, that is glorious, that is revival. It's not going to have revival. It's in revival. And I came tonight with a burden in my spirit and a word from the Lord. And I was raised in a church in Bloomington, California. My granddad came in 1936, prayed through after the Dust Bowl, after the Depression, and he came to a church of Sister Anderson, a woman that knew how to pray. And she put things and instilled in things in young people, children. I was a child. I came much later. I wasn't born in 36. But the principle was there. And the principles, the goods, the things that she instilled in the families of that whole missions work there in Bloomington, California, I will tell you today, are still in effect in lives, in my life. And I want God to talk to us tonight. We're going to have church here. Don't sit down on me. Amen. I know you're not. But I wanted to start this way. I'll be honest with you. I get the jitters out. But I want to preach to us tonight on praying it through. Praying it through. I want to lift and take my one scripture tonight, if you'd stand with me, the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 21. Luke 11, verse 21. And it says, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Amen. Lord, we want you to talk to us tonight. I pray, Lord, that your anointing be upon every heart, upon every ear tonight, upon your servant. We love you tonight, Jesus. We thank you for what you've done already and what you're going to do. We love you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody say hallelujah. Puede sentarse, por favor. You may be seated. Amen. I want the favor of God in my life. We should desire the favor of God. It's something that has been put inside of us from an early age. I want the favor of God. In this hour and in this time, we need his favor. We need his blessings. We need his smile. If ever in the history that I can say of man, We need the favor of God in our services. We need the glory of God in our services. And whatever adjustments, whatever things we have to do to maintain, to keep the glory of God, I want to do. The scripture tonight tells us his goods are in peace. We can't cover all of the that word would cover goods. But tonight I want to talk to us about an area that I believe will sustain us like nothing else will. I believe it's an area in the church. I know this church believes it, so I'm not afraid to preach it here. It's something that I believe you believe. I know what you feel. I know what has been preached. And one of the things that I believe in this hour is something that is precious, and it is a good in the church. And it is a term that I've used and I've learned through the years, and it's simply praying it through. Praying it through. We need the favor of God and the praying through for our families, in our lives, in our church, in our cities. I'm going to get all the kinks out in here in a minute, folks, and we're going to start rolling. When we walk with him, I want him to find pleasure in our lives. There is a place that I don't want to lose. It is a good that is in the house. I was reminded of it having a little bit of time with Brother Michael Duke today, and speaking of his sister, as I watched her those nights that she prayed with great earnest. She was praying some things out of her system, out of her spirit. And in the meanwhile, she was praying something into her spirit. It's something that we were accustomed to as I was growing up. It's called praying it through. Praying it through. Something that she got in these altars. She prayed some things out of her spirit. And she prayed some things into her spirit. She was praying it through. I've seen lives that were entangled in sin. A man by the name of Dwayne Davis, who was a part of the cartel in Southern California, who was a member, a lifelong member of the Hells Angels, and should be still today in federal lockup. But by the grace of God and something that happened in some of the legal happenings in his trial, he was loosed. He was let go. And we crossed paths through my father. And I remember the Sunday morning, this man who was tatted from his neck all the way down. And he had a life that he did not want to talk about. But I remember following him to an altar on a Sunday morning. And before I could get around to the front of him, Brother Dwayne Davis had his hands in the air. And he was praying through. He was talking in tongues. He lives for God today, and he's one of the greatest Bible study teachers that the Church of Rialto has. I'm telling you, there is a power in praying it through. It is a good that is in the church. It is a tool. It is a weapon. It is a promise of God to pray it through. When life gets large, when life doesn't make sense, we have the ability, we have the availability to pray it through. We need to pray it through. I want the young to hear this tonight. I want the young men. I want the young ladies. I want the old. I want the grandpas and the grandmas. I want us to remember that praying it through is still needed in the house of God. I want the young people to realize the value of getting hold of the horns of the altar and the ability of getting a hold of God and getting an answer for yourself because you're just praying it through. It's a place, it's a position, it's a posture where time doesn't matter. Oh, hallelujah. We're governed by the clock. We got to hurry up to get home, to get to bed, to hurry up to go to work so we can hurry up and get home. We're always in a hurry to go somewhere. But oh God, help us to stop, to shut the doors, to leave the clock somewhere else and say, God, I'm not getting up until I get a hold of you. I'm not getting up until I've touched you. I'm not getting up until I've prayed this thing through. I need an answer from God. We need an answer for this hour. I believe in prayer. I said, I believe in praying it through. Hallelujah. It's an act of God to pray and intercede on behalf of somebody, to pray it through. Somebody prayed for you. Everyone that came to the church, everyone that comes to this church, and this is your first time, we've prayed for you. Hallelujah. This church has been praying for you for a long time. It sent up prayers. God touched the city. God touched the neighbors of this neighboring city. Touch this state, God. We've been praying for you. It's a secret place. Let me bear my soul. Young men. Hey, man. I want to, if I could challenge everybody, I'd challenge you all. But learn how to pray through. Learn how to pray it through. It's not about just a Sunday night feeling. It's not about a Wednesday night blessing. But it's about getting alone with God. It doesn't matter how young you are. You can get a hold of something. And it can change you. Young ladies, hallelujah. Learn how to pray. Learn how to pray it through. Mamas, daddies, grandmas and grandpas, and everybody in between. Hallelujah. I don't speak something strange to you tonight, but there's a value and there's a power in praying it through. I know this is not a deep subject, but this is some of the goods that's in the palace. I want to keep it. I don't want to let it go. Hallelujah. I want that praying through spirit to stay within us. I'm going to tell you, there's times in life, and I don't know if you've thought about it, but you get in life, and the older you get, you see things different. And you go through trials, and you go through situations in life, and you wonder when you get on the other side, and the storm clouds have broken, and the sun comes through, and you just wonder, and you scratch, and you know it's God. But what is it? I'm going to tell you, it's for those that have learned how to pray it through. There's something sustaining. There's something that stabilizes your spirit of a child of God when you learn how to pray it through. Our families need someone to pray it through. The greatest responsibility, and I believe, of the parents today and grandparents. I keep adding that because I'm a grandpa. I want my grandbaby saved. I want to pray it through. I want to intercede for my grandbabies. I want to intercede for my children. But our families today need our parents, the moms and the dads. Amen. Let the kids hear them praying in the night. Let the kids hear them praying in the altars. Let the kids hear them praying it through. How powerful is it? We hear Hannah's prayer, and it was a moving prayer. Who wrote it? Her boy. Her own son did. Samuel wrote that prayer. Mama taught him what the value of praying it through. God, I want a son. God, I want a son. He repeated the prayer. He rewrote the prayer. Our kids need to rewrite the prayers that they hear mama and daddy or mama, whatever the situation is, when you're praying in the night. It's something that's always in their heart. It'll be something that will sustain them and keep them. There's power in praying it through. Amen. There's healing in praying it through. There's revival in praying it through. There's victory in praying it through. Your answer is there if you'll pray it through. The way to the storehouse and the blessings of God is when you pray it through. The way to the power of God is when you pray it through. The way to revival or revelation is when you pray it through. It's the way of deliverance for the lost. Hallelujah. The Bible said when Zion travails, it bringeth forth her children. I'm telling you, the value and the power of praying it through will change lives. The way to glory is praying it through. Amen. I'm telling you, it's an experience in God that you cannot put words to, that when you pray something through and when you come out of your prayer closet and you bring the Shekinah glory with you and you bring an assurance with you that everything's going to be all right. I may not have the answer, but I know who has the answer. And I touched him right now. I prayed it through. I've got the assurance. I've got my healing. My kids will come back. Hallelujah. It'll shake the place that you're. It'll shake who you are when you pray it through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've seen grown men that try to defy and stand. Hallelujah. In the presence of God, begin to tremble, begin to shake, begin to break. And if you look in that sanctuary, if you look in that congregation, there's a mama. There's a grandma somewhere that has been praying it through, that's been interceding on behalf of their children, on behalf of their grandchildren. And it doesn't matter how big they are, how tough they are. I'm telling you, there's a power in praying it through. Strong men, strong ladies, strong families, strong churches emerge from seasons of praying it through. There's power in praying it through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's when deep calleth to deep. It's when you get beyond all of the feelings and the emotions and you've cried everything out and you stay. Then you begin to pray. You're saying, God, I'm not stopping till I get an answer from you. Oh, hear me tonight. Hear me tonight. It's what will keep you in years to come. We need prayer. Oh, we need a church. We need young people. Amen. This is the goods that's in the house of God. Amen. It's seeing the unseen. It's those calling those things that are not as though they were. There is a place when you're praying it through that you're bringing the eternal God into a place where you're at. And you're in a place where he's at. When you pray it through, it's when your future visits you. I know that, and I'm not making an apology, it's not an apology. I know this is not a running and shouting thing, but I'm going to tell you, I don't always feel like running and shouting. And there's times, Brother Bailey, that I wondered what was it that kept me. It was those times that I prayed it through. That I got a hold of something and it got a hold of me as Sister Esther here. I was moved watching her as she was crying. She wanted God so bad. She was losing self and losing things inside of her. And every time something was given out, God was replacing it. And God was putting something back inside of her. And she prayed it through. Oh, hear me. We can never get beyond the place of praying it through. Everybody here tonight, I pray when you leave that God would touch your heart and arrest your spirit. Amen. To pray it through. It's where the impossible is really possible. Amen. 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 The mind of God. I want to know the mind of God. Amen. Pastor, I want to know the mind of God. I want to know what he's thinking. I want to know what he's doing. I want to know what he needs every day. And sometimes you got to pray through this flesh. And you got to pray through your schedule. And you got to pray through your thoughts. And you got to pray through what you think is important. And get to the place what really matters. And say, God, all of that can wait. I need to know what you need today. And I want to pray through what I think I need. And God, lay it aside. God, what do you need today? I want to pray until I touch heaven. Praying it through. God, give us a passion to get to a place. Praying it through. And I tell you, I want to hear the story of David again. I want to hear about Jesus again. Tell me a story about Jesus. Tell me how he was born in a manger in swaddling clothes and how the angels sang. I don't get tired of the story of Jesus. I don't want to get tired of the story of David. I don't want to get tired of the story of the judges. I don't want to get tired of anything in the world. I don't want to be tired of when someone says, praying it through. We need to pray it through. It's a passion down inside of us, God. I want to pray it through. Standing at the free throw line. This is probably not the most spiritual part of it. When everybody else is gone. And shooting some more. Shooting some more. It's when everybody's gone. Having their fun. And you're not trying to be super spiritual. But you got to touch God. And you find yourself between a pew. On the floor. And you're praying it through. I'm telling you, praying it through works. Oh, you hear me. There is nothing too hard for God. It doesn't matter how long they're backslid. They can be out for 45 years. And they can tell you, if you talk about the Lord at my house, you're not welcome there anymore. But you keep on praying. And you keep on praying. And Brother Bass comes to church. And just not circumstance, but it's because of prayer. This man walks into the house of God on a Sunday morning. His health is destroyed. His health is broken. But he walks down to the front and he sits down because his health won't let him stand up. And he lifts his hands and he prays back through. I'm telling you, there is a power in praying through something. You're saying, God, I ain't letting go until you bless me. I'm not letting go until I get an answer from you. Keep on praying, Mama. Keep on praying, Daddy. Keep on praying, Grandma. Keep on praying, child, daughter, son. There's power in praying it through. Oh, I'm telling you, there's power in praying it through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God help us. We need to learn how to pray it through. Pray through. Touch God, pray through some things for our pastor. Let me run that tape back. I said you need to learn how to pray through and touch the throne of God for the leadership, for your pastor, his family, and the bishop. I'm telling you tonight, there's power in praying it through. There's power in touching God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bible says not to lean on your own understanding. What's your search engine? You can't Google prayer. I'm thankful for it. I don't have to go to a library and dig through a bunch of books and try to remember where I saw it at. I am thankful for the convenience, but you can't treat prayer that way. I am a firm believer. You can't change my mind. There's more knowledge on your knees than you'll ever find at Google. You want an answer? Get on your knees. I know y'all don't believe that because it's going to take a little bit of effort. But I believe that. There's revelation. There's understanding in this hour. There's calm assurance that everything's going to be okay. When the doctors say, I don't have an answer, I know something. You can Google all night long or get on your knees and God will give you an answer. Everything's going to be all right. I love you, child of God. And what I said, I will do. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's power in praying it through. I challenge somebody, get a hold of it. You don't have to advertise a forest fire. You don't have to put spotlights up or a billboard. It advertises itself. There's something about a church. There's something about a child of God that gets on fire and the passion of praying through. And it's not that they're wanting to be anything but a vessel used of God. Amen. There are great exploits. There are miracles. There are promises that God has for every one of you. Oh, hear me tonight. Oh, hear me tonight. I will tell you this. God help us, every one of us. And I know there are those in this church that are burden bearers. I feel it. I feel your prayers coming this way tonight. But I'm praying for those that haven't quite got it yet. I'm not saying you're wrong, but oh, you're missing it. You're missing what God has. I said you're missing what God has for you. There's an element, there's a level, there's a dimension in prayer and walking with God that you will not trade. Amen, amen. And when a strong man guards his house, his goods are in peace. A strong man, a strong child of God. You realize, I'm not letting go of this thing called praying it through. I'm not letting go of this one thing called praying it through. A strong man armed keepeth his palace, and his goods are in peace. I may not see it right now, but God promised it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. God, I know you heard my prayer. I know what I felt in prayer. I'm not stopping. I'm not quitting until I see it. I'm not letting go of this promise. There's nothing that's going to take me away from it. Mama, if you got a son or daughter that's not walking, you keep on praying. You keep on praying. There's nothing that he can't forgive. You just go for forgiveness. He can't forgive that. But I'm telling you, mama, daddy, amen. Child, if you're here, your mama and daddy's not here. Keep on praying. Hallelujah. Bible says, 1 Corinthians 10:3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I appreciate that. It's mighty. You've come too late, and I don't know how to express or bear my burden any greater to let you know there's power in praying it through. There are examples of people in this church. Amen. You are a result of somebody praying it through, getting a hold of the horns of the altar and not letting it go. You are the recipient of somebody praying it through. Amen. Amen. The writer says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. I want my family saved. I'm not going to give it up. I want my mama saved. I'm not giving it up. I want my brother saved. I'm not giving it up. I want my sister saved. I'm not giving it up. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray and know that he's hearing me. Oh, hallelujah. There's power in praying it through. Hallelujah. I'm not willing to be defeated or to accept defeat. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I don't want to be seen or heard. Forgive me, and I say this sincerely. God, I told the Lord, I said, this is a new chapter. Lord, I want to learn how to pray again. I want to learn how to pray with power, with authority. I want to pray, Jesus. I want to learn how to pray. I don't need to be heard by anybody else but you. I want you to hear my voice. And I want you to know that I'm going to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I'm encouraging somebody. You're on the tipping point. Amen. I'm telling you, push through. Press on through, young person. Amen. Be that one that makes the difference. It'll sustain you. I'm telling you, when story, it'll sustain you like when nothing else will. You won't be able to remember a message very often. When you're in the midst of a storm and you feel like nobody understands, but you keep on walking through, I'm telling you, it's that walk with God. It's that sustaining power of learning how to get a hold of God. He will walk with you. I'm not willing to have, there's no such thing as weak church. I want powerful church. We need powerful church. We serve a powerful God. There isn't a weak God that we serve. But you know how it happens? Getting here early and praying it through. It's getting up on Monday and praying it through. It's getting up on Tuesday and praying it through. It's getting up on Wednesday and praying it through. And Thursday and Friday and Saturday, you say you pray a lot. I don't pray enough. I said, I don't pray enough. I want to talk to him. I want to know him. I need to know him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, help us to keep our goods in peace. You know how you're going to keep it in peace? You got to be armed. You got to pray. You got to realize how powerful prayer is. The greatest thief of our day is just we think we don't have time. How many hours do we go to church in a week? Say 6 hours. Youth maybe a little more when they have their youth service. God help us to understand. Time's not. I want to be accountable. I want to learn how to pray it through. Oh, I feel a yearning in my spirit. I'm not preaching to a church that doesn't believe in prayer. That's why I feel comfortable preaching this in a church, because I know you believe it. I know you hold it. I want to put you to remembrance. One of the most valuable things that a child of God has is the ability to pray it through. The ability to pray it through. There's nothing too hard for God. There's no mountain too tall. There's no storm he can't calm. Hallelujah. Order my steps in thy word. Psalms 119, 133. And let not any iniquity have dominion over me. I'm just about through. I couldn't get away from it. I've had the honor to praying with the bishop. And the sustaining power of prayer has moved me like nothing has ever moved me before. It moved me how powerful how deep, how strong prayer is, how it keeps you. Some of you may not know what I'm talking about, but I pray you learn. I pray you understand. Some of you understand. Some of you right now, I know you're thinking back, thinking, I remember. I remember the time. I remember this time. I remember this time. God, you've been good to me. God, you've been faithful to me. I'm telling you, there's power, hallelujah, in praying it through. There's no substitute for it. There's no substitute for it. There's nothing that can take the place of an altar. My first pastor, Sister Anderson, what she couldn't pray in the church, she prayed out of the church. That was her MO. She didn't preach. She taught. She never married. She never buried. She never baptized. Brother G.S. Roney did it for us. But she was a teacher. And she prayed. I remember it as a child. I remember her prayers. I remember her prayers. And something she instilled in our lives as a church, as a young church, is that there's one thing in our lives that we will always have and it will always affect us, and that is an altar. We need an altar. Without an altar, we're not going to make it. And the last thing you'll stumble over as you step in to judgment is a broken down altar. As a reminder, I needed an altar to make it. And that altar that is broken down will remind us. I'm telling you, we need an altar in our lives. I said we need an altar in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 1 and 35 says that, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and he prayed. I'm talking about Jesus. Luke 5, 16, he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. He prayed with great agony in the garden. He prayed it through. Hebrews tells us, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong cryings and tears unto him that was able to save him from death. I'm telling you, if anybody had a need to pray, amen, that was pressed, no greater, was Jesus. Really praying. Really praying. Really praying. Not just because of the urgency, not just because of the emergency, but out of desire and out of passion. I've got to pray through. God's saturated people affect people that they're around. It's those that when you walk out of the church, you just feel good because you just talked to sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so. It's not because of A-plus personality. Not always. But it's because they know how to pray. They're saturated. They're saturated with the presence of God. God, I want you to interrupt our services, interrupt our day, interrupt us. Whatever you've got to do. But God, help us to remember the value of praying it through. Pray always and faint not. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Musicians, if you'd come. Amen. Nehemiah 4 and 10 says, and Judah said, the strength of the bearers of the burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we're not able to build the walls. You know why there's rubbish and struggles? Prayer removes it. I said prayer removes it. Hallelujah. Prayer removes it. It removes the rubbish, the things that impede and block our path. Prayer clears the way. Hear me, young person. Learn to pray. Not just on a Sunday. Not just on a Thursday. not just on a Tuesday, but learn how to pray it through. Get it for yourself. I said, get it for yourself. Dig it out. Dig it out. Nothing can stand in the way of a praying child of God. That doesn't mean troubles aren't coming, but you got your mind made up. Troubles won't last always. And rain clouds run out of rain somewhere. And there's a rainbow on the other side of this storm. Praying people get the victory. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to bear my burden. You'll hear a lot, and it's not because I'm an expert. No, I'm finding that I don't have not even a beginning of what I want and what I need in Him. I want to know Him. The pastor preached to me about prayer. Preached to me about commitment. Preached to me about pressing in. I want to hear it again. The value of praying it through. You know why many of us tonight are here? I said that before and I'll say it again. It's prayer. Nothing else. Somewhere you prayed a prayer, somebody prayed a prayer for you. You prayed it through and you touched God and God knew. On such and such a date, on such and such a time, they're going to need a little bit of strength. And you're walking, you're not, you feel like you're only giving half of what you want to give, but you make it through. It's the value, it's the goods that are in the house of God. I'm talking about the power of praying it through. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. It's time to pray until you pray through. We can't afford just until you feel the goosebumps go up your back. If I'm wrong, Pastor puts me in my place. But I believe prayer starts when the feeling goes. Sometimes we think we're done. I'm happy. Sometimes you touch God. Some people ask me, how long do you pray? Till you touch God. Till you touch God. God touches you. But there's sometimes when the burden in your spirit and the desire in your heart, it's not that God, you've been good to me, but I need more of you. I'm not asking, Lord, tonight for just a feeling of emotion, but put something down inside of me. Put something down inside of my kids. Put something down inside of every child of God, every young person in this place tonight. A passion to pray. A passion to pray it through. That every moment you're not looking at something, but you're finding a place. You're sitting down. You're talking to God. You're beginning to pray. The Bible says, and we quote it, but God help us to understand it. If my people, would you call by my name, we'll pray. We'll pray. We'll pray. We'll pray. We'll pray. The church was born in prayer. I'm appealing to everybody tonight. I know there's some that are new, and maybe the thought of praying it through is new and novice to you. Maybe you haven't quite had a grasp on it. It's going beyond the norm, and it's saying, God, I want more of you. I beseech you, show me your glory. I'm not turning you loose. I'm not letting go until you bless me. Oh, what is your name? not satisfied with just the beginning and the good feeling and knowing that, oh, I want to go deeper. There's a power in praying it through. Hallelujah. If it's not born out of prayer, I don't want it. Child of God, if you know what I'm praying about, I pray that you pray the prayer, God, touch those